Kumulan and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis on the very bottom of the page. So we discussed, we had an argument, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, about chametz as a mixture. Rabbi Lezer holds chametz as a mixture is forbidden, and the Chachamim hold that that it's not forbidden, and they learn out, Rabbi Lezer learns from the word kol, and the Chachamim don't learn from the word kol. They don't dash from the word kol. Okay. Says the Gemara, we're going to learn now a new interesting concept. Says the Gemara, on four lines from the bottom of the page, Omar Abavu, Omar Abiechel, kol yisudin shebetayda, all the yisudin in the Torah ain't hetem mitzvah for yisur. That all isur in the Torah, heter does not combine with isur. Chutz mi isur in nazir. What does that mean? We know that in order to be liable and get lashes, you have to eat one the size of one kezias. What happens if you ate a nazir is not allowed to drink wine? What happens if a nazir, for example, ate, let's say normal treif, not only treif. If you ate a kezias, you get lashes. What happens if you ate a half a kezias? Chatzis shir osur in the Torah. If you ate a half a kezias of trefa fat and a half a kezias of meat in one go, so that's called heter, combined with the iser to form a kezias. We say it doesn't. The fact is you only ate a half a kezias of trefa. But when it comes to nazir, if you have bread and wine mixed together, you know, you ate a half a kezias of grapes and a half a kezias of bread at the same time, we will treat it as if you ate a kezias, the heter combines with the iser, and you'll be liable. So big machlekes, Rashi and some Rishonim against others. Rashi holds that even if you ate the grapes separately, half a kezias of grapes, and separately a half a kezias of bread, they combine to a kezias and you get lashes. According to Tosfos, only if they were mixed together, like the bread was totally soaked in the wine and you had it in one go, not if they're separated. In other words, according to Tosfos, heter mistarif l'iser means that the heter becomes usser. The logic of heter mistarif l'iser here is that when since they're combined in one, even the part that was mutter now became usser. According to Rashi, in heter mistarif l'iser, the heter does not become usser. You ate half a kezias of iser and half a kezias of heter. It still remains a half a kezias of heter. But the Torah said you'll still get lashes if you ate them together, even though they're not mixed together, they're separate. If you ate them in one go, you'll be getting your lashes. But the heter does not become iser. If they were actually soaked and become one, then the heter becomes iser. For that, I don't need to use the rule of heter mistarif l'iser. Anyway, except nazir. So the Omer, the Torah said, when it comes to nazir, the Torah said, Mishnas, the Torah says you soaked, which means that what? And not only the grape, if it means only the wine part, then what do I need to know about the bread? If you have a kezias of wine, then you're liable for that. The fact that you say mishas, you soak the bread in wine, you're liable, tells that the Torah is trying to add another layer, even though there wasn't a kezias of the wine. But between the bread and the wine, there's a kezias, it is usa. And according to Rashi, even though you didn't have the whole kezias of wine, you only had half a kezias of the wine, and half a kezias of that bread, you're also usa. Says the Gemara, it was the Idiom, Mazidi says, there's one more exception. That was Rabbi Yechon. Zidi adds also what we learned yesterday. When it comes to sourdough, Baal Sakti, when it comes to Kabmincha, you're not allowed to bring the base of English sourdough. And we learned from the word kol, even if it's a half a kezias of chametz and half a kezias of something else, and they put them together, it is usr. Right? You had a half a kezias, which is of sa'ur. And then you had a half a kezias normal, it is still asa. Kiman, how does it follow? Rabbi Lezer, the Dodish Kol. We saw what we learned yesterday. Rabbi Lezer dashes from the word kichol, yachol sa'or, yachol dvash, l'sektiru men l'Hashem. He adds that that even a half a kezias together with the other half combined. Because we dashen kol, now remember Rabbi Lezer also holds from the word kol, we dashen that also. Chobes, mixed up. With let's say matzah, taruvus, he holds it's also yichachiv soul in your chametz of Pesach nami. Why do we say the same thing by chametz of Pesach as well? So let's say that it's hetem mitzaref isa, even if you only had a half a kezias of chametz, and whatever else you got mixed into, you should get malchus. Well, you're right, inochinami. You are 100% right. Chametz exactly the same din because you have the word kol and muldash and hetem is starv l'iser. So how come he only mentions karmincha sourdough? Why does he mention chametz pesach as well? Because la'afukim medabaya. Remember we had machlek as abaya v'rava. And the abaya says that even a half a kazayas. Rava says that when it says miktsas by mincha, it means a full kazayas. Because you're supposed to have two kazayas in by a kmitza when you take off from the mincha. And that's and half of that is a kazayas. But abaya says, no, you can have less than two kazayas. You can have one kazayas. So a part of that is kol, come teach you a part of that, which is only a half a kazayas. But abaya holds half a kazayas is also, not because you combine it with the hetz and together they form a kazayas. It's because a half a kazayas is also. So Ze'idi wants to tell you that's not pshat. The reason why a half a kazayas is also is because it combines with a half a kazayas of the good part and together they form a kazayas. The Omer, yesh haktore l'pochas mekazayas. Kamash going to teach you, haktore lav l'pochas mekazayas. It comes to teach you that haktore is not for less than a kazayas. That no, you need a minimum of a kazayas, but you have a kazayas by having a half a kazayas of se'or and a half a kazayas of normal, of like matzah by mincha, and they combine to be a kazayas, and that's why you are liable. Yosef, Rabbi Yimei Kamalosh Maite, Rabbi Yimei said over the sugya before some of the students, Amale Abai Rabbi Yimei, Abai then challenge Rabbi Yimei. So Abai didn't only challenge Rabbi Yosef, didn't only challenge Rabbi, but anybody who told him something, he would challenge. So Abai said to Rabbi Yimei, are you telling me the holy sunnah should be toyed ain't hetter mitzvah l'isa? Are you telling me that the concept of hetter mitzvah l'isa, that even the hetter part joins together with the isa part, the form of kazayis, does not apply only by chametz, only by nazir, and that's it, and only by se'or bal saktiru? I'll ask you another case, but now we learn by truma. It says regarding truma. A mikveh shel truma. Let's say you have a mixture of truma, like a porridge, and what do you call it? And in there, there was also shem, there was garlic and shem and shechulim. So you had the porridge itself was the thick part of it was all made out of truma, you know, like rice or whatever, or brits or whatever, it is, whatever it was, wheat. And then you have garlic and oil was made, the flavor was made out of chulin, which is a minority. But not get full yam and mitzvah. So we know when a full yam, somebody went to the mikveh to wait for the sun to set. So according to the Torah, if he touches truma, he's considered a sheni. So if he touches the second tier of truma, if he touches chulin, nothing happens because that's the end of the line. But if he touches truma, it becomes pasul. Couldn't know that he ruins it. So if he touches part of it, pasul is chulin. So if the bulk of it was truma and the flavors was chulin, then if he touches any part of it, he probably touched the bulk of it, and therefore it all becomes pasul. But hamikveh says chulin. If the mikveh itself is made out of chulin, vashem vashem al truma, but the garlic and the oil are made out of truma, the nugget tful yam mikvas and tful yam touch part of it, le pasul and mokum agoy bavad. He only pasuls the place that he touched, but not the rest. It doesn't pass on the rest. Now, the thing we try to understand, Mokum Magoy and my psula, this is called when Truma and Chulin mix together, it's called Dimua. And we know that it doesn't become bottled till it's 101 times, but we think right now that's only Midurabbanan. Ma Toyda is bottled bereiv. So therefore, we ask a question. You're telling me that if he touches the oil part, you know, if he only touches a part of it, and let's say only a minute part of it is truma, the oil and the garlic. So we say the rest of it does not become tummy, but only the part that he did touch becomes tummy. Al-Khayr, we want to know, why does the part that he touched become tummy? Why isn't that bottled to the rest of the porridge and all of it is now mainly chulun? And my psula, her bottle, tavlin beroiv, is under the spices, bottle beroiv. And Rabbi Bechonim said, Matam, what's the reason? Hoyil vizor loika aleim bekezais. The reason is since if a Yisrael would eat this thing here, really the mua is mahatayda, and if a Yisrael would eat part of this porridge, if he ate a kazayis of it, he would get malchus. Why? Because it's still called truma. It doesn't get blended. It doesn't get lost in the roiv. It needs 101 times. So therefore, as far as truma is concerned, it's also considered truma. However, it's not like the bulk of it is truma when you'd say the whole thing becomes possible. But since it's only a minute part, it doesn't ruin the whole thing. So why does a zor get malchus by eating a kazayis? L'chayr, he didn't eat a kazayis of truma. He ate a lot less than a kazayis of truma. Must be because of the principle we just said, that the heter mistarif l'isa, that even though the isa part of it might be a quarter of a kezayis, but he ate a kezayis of this mixture, three quarters of it is chulin, but the heter mistarif and the isa combined together. Hey chidami, isn't it lav meshum the heter mistarif l'isa? That's what Abaye's question. So you see that the concept of heter mistarif l'isa applies even in other cases. So you know, no, my, you know what it means? Kezayis, you know how it's possible? Kezayis, ika kezayi b'chil pras. Not because it had masarav l'iser. We know that if you ate a kezayis of treif, you don't have to eat it all in one go. If you ate it in the time it takes you to eat, we had even a big argument how long it is. And in halacha, machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. The Rambam holds a full loaf of bread that you need for two meals for tchum. When you walk, you want to walk an extra 2,000 amas on Shabbos, is six eggs. And therefore, a pras is half, is three eggs. But according to Rashi, two meals is eight eggs, and therefore half of that is four eggs. So if you ate it in the time that it takes to eat four eggs, it could be 9 minutes, and so on around that in that vicinity. We'll be sort of discussing all different times. If you ate a kezayis of the truma, he actually ate truma within the 9 minutes, and that's why you're liable. Says and that's why you get malchut. Nothing to do with hetem mistarv l'isa. Says the Gemara. And this concept of kezayis pras applies to any aver that you do, and any mitzvah you do. Says the Gemara. So Abaye asked him back, "O kezayis, if you're getting lashes, O kezayis bechdei achil pras that I see is matreid, and you get lashes for it, you didn't need to treif all in one go." I'm like, "Yes, kezayis achil pras is mehatreid." Says the Gemara. So my plea is how come by kutucha bavli be learned in the Mishnah? Where there's a lot of bread in there, so definitely the kezayis, he probably would have eaten the kezayis chil pras, and yet Rabbi Elazar says kutucha bavli is forbidden, and we had the rabbanon who said no, it's a mixture, and you're not over. But what do you mean it's a mixture? Who cares about a mixture? The fact is, there's a kezayis of bread that you would have eaten in the timetable of 9 minutes, and therefore you should be liable for that. Elamai, so Rabbi Yehuda asked him back. So what are you trying to prove? You think the reason is because hetem tzav lisa? So if ultimately, I might plead about the Rabbi Lezer because of Rabbi. Why talk to they argue? Even because hetem tzav lisa over there also. So you have hetem, you have the Milky Way, and the salt, but you have the isa, the bread, and so therefore he ate a kezayis of it. So who cares if only a quarter of the kezayis or half a kezayis of that is the bread part? Everyone should hold your asa. Ella, why do they argue? Hanal gul bavli, the lesbic harichil pras. It's a condiment, and it's very strong. And people ate it very slowly. Even in 9 minutes, you couldn't eat a kezayis of it. So whether you, even achil pras, you could not eat a kezayis of it, because it's not a food, it's a condiment, and it's very strong. So remember, we had even a behuda says you have to sell 30 days before, because it takes a long time to consume. And he explains, so he says that if it's you think that if this person, let's say, consumes a lot of that akutach, and therefore he would have eaten a whole kezayis, it doesn't matter what he does, because nobody else can do it, so therefore what his activity is not normal, and the Taita couldn't have been saying that that should be asr. And if he's just dipping like he's supposed to, it's a condiment, the kezayis, less baked kezayis, there's no way that he could have consumed a kezayis within that time. Okay, Abaye then says, I'll ask you a question. Ace will ask you a question. Shtek there, you have two pots. Acha shel chulin, acha shel truma. One pot from chulin, one pot from truma. Belief nein in front of the shtei meduches. You have two mortars. Acha shel chulin, acha shel truma. You have two receptacles. One is chulin and one is truma. And then enough later to chelu, the boxes fell into the mortars. We don't know what fell into what. Mutari, we're going to be lenient, and we're going to ascribe that the chulin fell into the mortar of chulin, and the truma fell into the mortar of truma. Shani yom betruma techa truma nafla. The chulin to chulin nafla. I'll say truma fell into truma, and chulin fell into chulin. Now, if you can tell me that kezayis b'dei achilas pras, then I say, if you can tell me that kezayis within achilas pras is ma'atoyde, amai amrin, and why do we say shani oime trum l'toy chulu? Then why do we say, if you're telling me that eating a kezayis within the timetable is ma'atoyde, so therefore, even though the box fell into another box, let's say the truma would have fell into the chulin, it's possible that even though you wouldn't have eaten kezayis in one go, but you could have eaten kezayis over 9 minutes. And if that's ma'atayda, we should be machmer. Every time you have a suffering the tayda, we're machmer. We should be machmer and say that the truma might have fell into the chulin and everything should be ruined. And the chulin fell into the truma. You shouldn't have eaten from either box. I mean, why are we saying, sha'ani oyma truma, why are we being lenient? The only reason why I understand why you're lenient is because the whole life, once you don't eat a kazayis in one go, but spread over time, it's only midrabanan. And therefore, we're lenient. Amalei said to him, Hanachu truma is tavlin midrabanan. Leave alone truma of spices, it's only midrabanan. Truma of spices is only midrabanan. Remember, we're talking about spices here. And because the whole truma is only midrabanan, that's why we are lenient. Ezel, that's another question. Not spices. But shtei kupis, two boxes, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One box is chulin, one box is truma. Lifneim, in front of them, beis soin, you have two piles, measures of let's say, of tvua, and achas, let's say vegetables. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. And you have one of them was made out of chulin. And one of them was made out of, you have two sows of grain. One of them is to chulin, and one of them is from truma. But after the chelil, but fill in mutarin. Shanyam, I say chul to chul, after truma to chul. Same thing. Now, these are grains. The am, but you tell me, can I about the rice? If you tell me how to eat, the chayyim here talking about truma the rice. We're not talking about spices. We're talking about grains, which is truma mahatayda. And yet, am I? I'm leaning. Why do we say shanyam? Why we're being lenient? We should be strict and say, wait, one second. Maybe the truma fell into the chul. And you're eating a kazayis within a certain timetable. You'll be over and eat the rice. Omle hanach, leave alone. Truma bizman hazed rabbanon. Today, truma is only midrabbanon. And since truma today is only midrabbanon, therefore, it is, even though it's grains, which is mahatayda, but it's only rabbanon. Big machlek is a shayinim if truma is only on grains mahatayda in the times of Beis HaMikdash, which is what most opinions hold. But the Rambam holds that even truma of fruits is also mahatayda. But spices for sure is only rabbanon, and bizman hazed is rabbanon. Says the Gemara, okay, you're telling me, let's get back to the original point that you said, and that is that we learned from the word Mishras, you said we learned from Mishras that what? That it is heter, combines with the Iser. You had a half a kazayis of heter, and a half a kazayis of Iser, and together, you ate them together, it became a full kazayis. It's, you treat it as if you ate a kazayis, a treiv, but don't we use it for another principle? Don't we use it, look at the Tanya, we learned the Braise, Mishras, what we learned from the word Mishras, the bread was soaked in wine, litain tam ki ikir. That even if it's only taste, even if it's only taste, and there's no mamosh there, there's no substance there, still you consider it an avera. That, for example, shora anovim b'mayim, let's say this nozir, soaked grapes in water, and then you drank the water, v'yesh b'm tam yayim, but the water tastes exactly like wine. So there's, it's tam, but there's no mamosh of wine, and yet chayiv. You are chayiv. So what do we see from there? That tam, taste, is also ki'ik, as if you have the original substance, and you are chayiv, if you had a kazayis of that. And this has nothing to do with heter mestarif l'iser, because there is no iser over here. All you have is taste and flavor. And we learned that out from nazir. And so therefore, umikana, from here you learn the concept that tam is ki'ikir. This is where you learn the whole idea of treif, you know, you have the taste of the pot that goes in the food. The tam is asr, the taste is asr. So how can you use the pasuk by nazir to tell me to do with hetem, mistarv, isr, you hit a half a kazayis of grapes, a half a kazayis of bread. And they combine, no, we learn from this pasuk, and you learn from mishnas, from soaking, no, we learn from there the idea of tam ki'ikir. And then we make a kabo chimer. Uman nazir, she'ein isurai. Iser Olam Noz has a number of leniencies. First of all, Noz is only for 30 days, unless he specifies a longer time. The Ein Isuri Iser Hano, it's not forbidden to have any pleasure. And the Yesh Hetel Isuri, you can always go to a rabbi and unravel his Naziris. He'll say, I made a mistake, it's a promise, and I want to undo my promise. And yet we're so stringent, Asa by Tam Ki Ika, we say that the taste, the flavor is already Asa. So imagine, let's say, for example, Klayim, if you grow wheat together with grapes, She Isuri Iser Olam, once it grows, it's Asa forever. And the Isuri Yisra Hano, on all three fronts, it's, you don't have any benefit from whatsoever. And the Ein Het Tel Yisra, there's nothing you can do to remove that Yisra. Ein Adin, surely, she yasa tam ki Iker, the taste should be just like the Iker. And Vahu Adin La Orla, and the same thing applies, the same Kabachay, maybe La Orla, for some, the first 3 years of growing fruit, Bishtayim, and two scores at least, it is stricter than Nazir. At least in two scores. First of all, it's, you don't have any benefit whatsoever. And there's nothing you can do within the 3 years, any fruits that grew, to make it mutter. You can't do anything about that. But it's not osir, it's not what you call it. The Easter does not last forever, because after 3 years, it becomes mutter. But these are two scores. So we're learning from here the concept of tam ki'ikin. How do you learn hetem sarv Easter from there as well? Says the Gemara, Hamani, the ones who use this pasuk for Tamki Iker is Rabbanani. It's Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Akiva. They don't, the Rabbanan who don't agree with Heter Mitzdara for Issa, they're the ones who learn from Mishras the Tamki Iker. But Rabbi Akiva, we'll soon see, who learns Heter Mitzdara from there, learns Tamki Iker from elsewhere. Says Gemara, which Rabbi Akiva is it? Rabbi Yechid Amak Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, hi Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva is it that does that learns Heter Mitzdara for Issa, and therefore he learns it from Nazir? And then we'll ask a question, and where does he learn Tamki Iker from? Hi Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva, Elaim Rabbi Akiva, Master Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva from the mission, and it's not from the following mission. We learn, Akiva says, Nozir Sheshar Pidu Yain, Nozir who soaked his bread and wine. V'yesh by Litzarev Kedek, because you have enough to combine. So he used the word combine, sounds like it's not because of the taste, but rather because part is grapes, a wine, and part of it is bread. Chayiv, who says that he meant when he says the word combine that you have some bread and some wine and together they make a kazayis? Maybe he meant you have a kazayis of wine that can combine the amount, the quantity of wine over a period of 9 minutes. If it's only wine, what's the chiddush then? If you had a kazayis of wine, of course you're liable. The chiddush is that even though it's not wine on its own, it's mixed with bread, and still, nevertheless, it's forbidden. Ella, so where do you see Rabbi Kiva does not believes in that does believe in the concept of hetem istar of Easter? Rabbi Kiva the Braise, the following Braise, time Rabbi Kiva even nozis should be yain for nozis soaked with bread and wine. But ochel kazayis mepasam yain, and then he ate a kazayis made up of bread and wine. So it's clearly here what makes up the kazayis: bread and wine. Chayiv, you are chayiv. Says Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva holds hetem istar of Easter, so therefore he uses mishras for that. The Chacham who don't believe in it, they hold mishas for tam ki'ike. So it says in Rabbi Kiva, tam ki'ike minale, how does he know tam ki'ike? The concept that flavors also in Yisr. So Gemara first wants to say, ya lif me basu v'chol, learns from the fact that you mix meat and milk together. The milk has disappeared when you cook meat and milk. It's all flavor in the meat, and it's asr. So we see from there that flavor is forbidden. So the Gemara, lav time b'balmu, all you have is the taste of the milk in the meat, and v'asr. Hachanam hitu lo'ishna. Taste is asr. But Rabbananu, it's a good point. Hakwan Rabban don't learn from there. The Bas B'chala, they don't want to learn from Bas B'chala. The Chidushu, they say that Bas B'chala, the whole prohibition of meat and milk is a novel thing, so any detail about it, you cannot compare any other halacha to it. Why is it so unique? My Chidush. Is it because meat on its own is permitted, milk on its own is permitted? Uve hadiyad dadi asa, but you combine the two together, it's forbidden. Nu klaim nami, take any klaim, clothes, wool and linen, or wheat and you know, growing klaim. Hai lechude, v'hai lechude shari, each one on their own is permitted. Uve dadi asa, it becomes asa. So this concept has a precedent already. Ella, what's a chiddush about basal chalav? The totally kuliyema b'chalav, if you mix meat and milk all day together and it's cold, and meat sat in the milk, it's not a problem. Boshalei bishulei osa. The moment you turn the fire on, you cook, it becomes osa. What's the logic in that? That is the chiddush, and therefore, whatever dinim applied to Bas B'chalov, Seder Rabbanon, you cannot equate any other din to it. So even though by Bas B'chalov, you're right, tam ki'ike, but you wouldn't compare another dinim, you'll need another sauce. Rabbi Kiva, nami, Bas B'chalov, vadai chiddushu. Rabbi Kiva said, you're right. Bas B'chalov is a chiddush. Ela yal, if you learn out, migu'ulei nochim. We learn out, you're right, Rabbi Kiva says, I grant you that Basakhal Chiddush. We know I learned out the concept of Tam Kike from Treif. What happened if you have a pot that became Treif? And what's it in? You have to kasher it. Now, why do you have to kasher it? There's no Treif left inside the pot. All it is the flavor of the pot that goes into the new food you're cooking. So we see from that what? That Tam is Kike. That flavor is already Asr. Says the Gemara. Geuli Nochem, and he explains, Lav time b'balmi, all you have, if you cook now other meat inside this tray for pot, all you have is taste or flavor from the walls of the pot going into the food. And yet, v'asr, hachanam hitu loishno. But Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Geuli Nochem, nami chidush. Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Geuli Nochem is also chidush. What do you mean, Geuli Nochem, chidush? The kol nois in Talmud Gam. Every nois in Tam Lugam is mutter. The gamrinim in Avela v'hocha asa. Every nois in Tam Lugam is mutter. This is the chiddush. The rabbanon says you can't learn from treif because the flavor coming out of the pot is actually foul. It's not contributing in a constructive way. It is foul, and generally speaking, it should be permitted. Because we learn, how do we know it should be permitted? Remember, we learned in the Chav Beis, we learned in the Chav Aleph,
that, you know, what do you do with a nevela? You give it to a ger or you sell it to a goy, which means it's something edible, but if it be foul, it's not usher anymore. So l'chayda, the taste coming out of the walls is foul, and yet we say that what? That is still treif. That's what the pasuk is for. So you can't learn from there, tamki, yeah. So it's a chiddush that it should be usher. That a pot should be usher, and by midyan that had to be told to kasha the pot. So you cannot learn anything from there regarding tam kika flavor, and that's why I need nazir. V'hocha usher. Rabbi Kiva will say, no, there's no chiddush by treif. Why not? Because he will learn Rabbi Kiva, which is a halakha of chiyah b'day rabhun, and amra, usher teira ela b'gdei rabas yayma. Meha teira. If you cook meat in a treif of pot, or cook anything in a treif of pot, it becomes treif only in the first 24 hours, or only before the night went by. Because after that, the taste becomes foul, and tak it is permitted. It's under Rabbanan that we have to kasher all these treif of pots. Therefore, and that's why we always encourage, and when you kasher something, you wait 24 hours. So it becomes only Rabbanan, much more lenient in the kashering service. Therefore, lav neishin talab gambu, so Rabbi Kiva says, There's no foul taste. It's only also while the taste is constructive, contributes. And therefore, the Taita says, I'm worried about the taste. So that's how I learned Tam Ki Ike. Nu in the Rabbanon. Good point. Why did they need Nazar? Why did they learn from Treif? They hold the moment after you cook the original and the taste in the pot, slowly starts becoming foul. Not enough yet to say that it's totally mutter, but slowly it's going to become foul, and yet the Torah asks in the first 24 hours. That also is a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva holds, it does not become foul till after 24 hours. Therefore, Kunji Rabbi Akiva, there's no chiddush and treif, and therefore I have to learn Tam Ki Iker. Rabbi Akiva can learn Tam Ki Iker from treif, and Rabbi Onan hold it as a chiddush by treif, that you still have to kasha, even though the taste is already foul from the beginning, a little bit foul at least. So therefore, you can't learn from treif, I have to learn from Nazir. And if, because, yeah, Omalei, and see, because, and this is what forced Rashi to learn the head and side of Lisa, they're not combined. Because Rabbi Kiva seems to learn, the Rabbana seems to learn, if I have a choice to learn from Nazir, Tam Ki Iker, Hetzal Isa, I'd rather learn Tam Ki Iker. And why is that? Because Tam Ki Iker means the full kazayas he ate has the taste of the treif in it. But if Hetem Sarv Isa, you had a half a kazayas of grapes and separately a half a kazayas of bread, that's a bigger chiddush. Because all you had was a half a kazayas of treif. But in Tam Ki Iker, you had a full kazayas, at least a flavor of treif. So if I have one pasik, I'd rather learn from Tam Ki Iker. Rabbi Kiva says, I have two psukim. I learned from Treif, Tam Ki Iker, and from here, they find Hetem Sarv Lisa. That's why Rashi learns that Hetem Sarv Lisa is talking about not that like taste and learn all mixed together, but rather the two separate entities. So Rabbi Rashi asks a question. So from the Rabbonon, let's learn to Rabbi Akiva. We're asking a question to Rabbi Yechon, who says that all the Surim of the Torah het is namastar l'isa, except Nazir. And you told me that it goes according to Rabbi Akiva. You just said, so Rabbi Akiva learns het namastar l'isa from Nazir. But all of the Surim you'll learn from it. So l'chayda. And just like the Rabbanan say, you learn from Nazir, l'kol ha-teira kula tam ki iker, why not according to Rabbi Yechon in Rabbi Akiva, who says that you learn from Nazir, het m'sar v'iser, why don't we learn from there, l'kol ha-teira kula? Why are you limiting only to Nazir? Or Zairi says, you also add, you know, chametz and so'er. But that's it. Says the Gemara, l'chayre, omle rabacha b'rei rabbi rabashi, mid Rabbanan, just like the Rabbanan learn tam ki iker from Nazir, and yet they take and prepare the whole Torah to it. Is Nishan Rabbi Kiva, let's say the same Rabbi Kiva, milam Rabbanan, didn't Rabbanan say mishas tam ki iker? And yet they say mekanat and l'chot ishim atreide, from the equate entire Torah, nu Rabbi Kiva nami, mishas lehetem sarv l'isa, takem mishas has to do with hetem sarv l'isa, but let's say mekanat and l'chot ishim atreide kula, why limit it only to Nazir that heter and isa combined to become one kazayas? Why don't we learn Kol HaTeira Kula from there? Omeli says, because according to, if you're learning from the Het HaTzav L'Isa, Mishum Tavi Nozer and Chatas, Shnei Ksum HaBayin Kecha, you have two psukim that come together, Ve'ein Melamdin, according to Rabbi Yechon at least. Remember, Rabbi Yechon limits it only to Nozer. Not like Ze'idi that adds a few other things. And he says, therefore, since Nozer and Chatas are two psukim, the Torah clearly writes that Het and Isa combine together, therefore you can't learn anything else from there. Nozer Hadam, and not we just learned from the passing Misha soaked, and Chatas Mayi, where you learn by Chatas, the Tanya, we learned, it doesn't pass, Koil Asha Yiga Besoda, any meat that touches the meat of a carbon, Yigdash becomes holy. Yochol Afil Le'Bala, just by touching it, you know, just as an externally, Tamalayim Bip Sarah, it has to get absorbed in its meat. Ad Sheyiv Le'Bebasar, it has to get absorbed in its meat. And Yigdash becomes holy, Li'as Kamayas. If the original meat is a karma chatas, and the meat that's touching it now is a karma shlamim. Shlamim normally can eat 2 days and one night. Chatas only 1 day, one night, so it becomes like a chatas. You can only eat 1 day, one night, only in the base of mikdash and so on. She'im psulihi tipasals. If the meat that you touch is pasal, it becomes pasal. Im chaylihi teichel kechamah shabbat. Whichever is the stricter between the two, for example, one is chatas, one is shlamim, you limit it to the most strict one, the chatas, day and night, only base of mikdash and so on. So what do we see from here? Here we learn the concept of heter mistarv l'isr, because one meat is heter, one meat is isr, and yet the two combine. So we have two psukim teaching you heter mistarv l'isr, right? And look, nobody, if the shlamim got absorbed from the chatas, when you can eat a kazayis with that shlamim, you'll have part of it will be shlamim, part of it will be chatas. And yet we say you have to treat it like the stricter one. So hetem sarav le'isa. So you have two psukim, nazir and chatas, and the rule is when you have two psukim telling you the same thing, it's limited to that. But Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, so how can Rabbanon learn tam ki ikir from everywhere? L'chayde, the same thing. Nami, according to Rabbanon also, nehevi nazir v'chatas, since they don't believe in the concept of hetem sarav le'isa, they're going to learn that the reason is the shlamim absorbed, and now, therefore, the taste of the chattas is in there. So why don't we limit it only to nazir and chattas, the idea of tam ki ikir, and nothing else? When do you say two psukim, you cannot compare if one of them is extra? But if one of them is not extra, each one needs to be recorded for its own particular purpose, then you could compare the rest of the Torah to it. But Rabbi Akiva, we'll soon see why we need both psukim. So it's not two psukim that are repeating the same thing. Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me, so it's because it's two psukim, and Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need these two psukim, and therefore it's extra to limit the concept of hetem, at least only to these two. Now, why don't you need both? Bishlem, you're right. Ikos rachmana b'chata, the Torah told us the law by chata, so I wouldn't have been able to know did by nazir, because you cannot compare anything chulin to kachim. L'gama nazir minei, you wouldn't learn nazir from there, l'chul m'kachim, l'gama you learn l'chul m'kachim. Elo l'ich, the rachmana nazir, the Torah could have just written the law of hetem established by nazir, and I would compare the entire Torah, including kachim. I would have learned on my own that if a chatas flavor goes into, you know, mixes with the shlamim, that and you eat a kazayis of it, you have to treat it like the stricter one. The kolosh mitzvah could come in nazir. You learn everything from nazir. Therefore, why did the Torah repeat by chatas to tell you that this concept of het mitzvah lisa is limited only to that? But Rabban will tell you mitzvah tzrichi. We need it. We need chatas lehet mitzvah lisa v'chul. Yeah, Rabban will tell you mitzvah tzrichi. We need both. We need chata, I'll tell you why. You know what? We agree that chatas is lehet mestarav l'isa. Chatas, we agree, that's the only place where actually heter is mestarav to isa. And that's the logic here by the korban shlamim and the chatas that come in contiguous and touch each other. And therefore, v'chulim, v'kotchim, l'gomer. So the din of we agree in the concept of heter l'isa, but it's only limited to that pasuk there of kotchim. They touch each other. Umishas, and what do we do with the pasuk of nazir? We use that for tam geiker. We don't want to learn from treif because we think treif is a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva says, I learned from treif the idea of tam geiker because it's not a chiddush. It's only limited to those 12 or 24 hours, which is a good flavor, contributes. So tam geiker I know. And what do I do with nazir? I have no choice but to learn hetem mistarav l'isa. And because I have two psukim telling me the same thing, I'm limiting it to that. The Chachamim say no. Tam kika we cannot learn from treif because it's a chiddush. So we learn from by a nazir that's soaking in wine, and by karma chatzah that pasuk is talking about hetman sarav lisa. And since it's kachim, we cannot learn any from there. Or mekana atadam lechol teder kula. And therefore, there's only one pasuk regarding tam kika you learn from everywhere else. But Rabbi Kiva holds tavayu lehetman sarav lisa. He holds that by chatas and by nazir it has to do with hetman sarav lisa. So you have two psukim telling you the same din, and the whole shnei psukim b'ink echad ain't melamni. You don't learn out. Omle Rav Asher Rav Kana Elohad Tanya just concluded the Gemara. This that we learned. Mikol Asher Yasim Megefen. Whatever you do from wine, mechatzonim v'adzog from skins to the pips is limed al isurin. Also comes to teach you shemitzar. Comes to teach you shemitzar from ze imze. Comes to teach you that one that they combine with each other. They combine with each other. Hashed, right? L'choyde that what if you ate part of grape and part of a pip, part of a skin, whatever it is, they combine to become a gezeis. L'choyde hashed to the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that isur the hetem mistarif, and you ate half a gezeis of grapes and half a gezeis of challah. yet they combine to be full kazayis, you need to have a pasuk telling me if you ate a half a kazayis of skins and a half a kazayis of pips, they combine to be a full kazayis, of course. Isa v'isa meboya, you have to tell me that if you have two halves, two parts of an isa, they combine. What do you need that for? Omlei. Yes, because it's different. Isa v'heter v'asachas. When are you liable if you ate isa and you ate heter, let's say, half a kazayis of grapes, only if you ate them all in one go in your mouth? But isa v'isa, the case of eating half a kazayis of, let's say, pips and half a kazayis of skins, is b'zeh achazeh, even one after another. And they combine to form a kazayis. It's a different din altogether. So this completes the sugya of heter mistarv l'isa. And Tam Ki Iker, which is, and we have more of Tam Ki Iker than other Gemaras, but this is very germane to the laws of Kashrus that all those who got Smicha had to know. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.